You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. All right, let's hop into this episode like we do every week, and that is sharing one of you, our loyal listeners who's using our hashtag STR Share Sunday. This is where we get to thank you for tuning in each and every week, twice a week, and we'll showcase your property here on the podcast. Who are we sharing this week, Annette?
This week is at Cedar Mountain View. All one word, again, at Cedar Mountain View, hosted by Amanda and Nathan in Tennessee. Some great stuff I want to point out here. Number one, they have, and I think anyone could, if they have a family-friendly home, they have some great games and games that all shapes and sizes can play. So they have foosball. The one thing that I love is they have some arcade games, and they also have a super large, like Connect Four game. And I think that can be fun for children and adults alike. Just really interactive. And I think a great, great idea. They also have an air hockey board. So some great stuff in their game room. And I'm sure their guests enjoy that. Also, one thing I haven't really seen a lot of, and they have this amazing decals on their stairs. So it's a little design element that just shows the guests that you're paying attention, that you're into design. And also, it's probably a safety feature too, giving you a little bit of contrast to the stair and getting up there. I thought that was wonderful. And then I'm pretty sure Amanda writes handwritten notes to all of her guests, and we absolutely just adore that. So thank you for using our hashtag. And listeners, if you don't provide any games, this is your sign to buy some games, even if it's a deck of cards. Get something in case the guest staying at your home wants something to do that's not in their normal activity. So something simple as a deck of cards to get them started. So thanks for using the hashtag. Sarah, this episode is juicy.
Yes, listeners, we are going to get ready. We are going to give you insight into how you can improve your Airbnb booking funnel.
All right. And you're going to want to stay tuned because our guest is going to go over the four steps in where you are losing guests, your potential guests. And make sure after the episode to check our show notes. He gave us an unbelievable offer for the tool that he designed to help you improve these four steps where you're losing your potential guests.
All right. Who wants more bookings? I do.
Well, the question should probably be, who doesn't?
Right.
Well, right. I don't know.
Either way, I think all of us are like, our ears are popping up, but how? And there's a lot of noise out there regards to how. But today we have a guest in the show who we know is going to be able to help our listeners really figure out how to get more bookings backed by data. So Jeff is a self-proclaimed data geek and has worked for companies large and small, helping them convert insight into data. He co-founded Loma Homes, which is a vacation rental company that focuses on unique experiences and themes. We've had them on the podcast before. We'll share those episodes in the show notes, which is why this episode is so cool. This isn't coming from a data geek, I'm using air quotes, who has no idea about our business and what our booking funnel looks like and what the industry looks like today post-COVID, right? But they really have a deep understanding of what our challenges are. And so Jeff saw a need for better data to optimize his properties. And so he created a solution, which we're going to get into in this episode, as an internal tool to help him grow his short-term rental business. And now he wants to help the rest of us.
And this is not dynamic pricing. Okay.
No.
Don't think that this tool is dynamic pricing. And what we're going to talk about today is not pricing. Okay. So that's where I want everybody to get out their pen and paper. And we're going to start at the very top of the funnel.
Jeff,
welcome to the show.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
So let's dive in, Jeff. How were you optimizing? What pain points were you seeing with Loma Homes? And what was your thought process on trying to figure out a solution to increase your bookings?
Yeah. When we were running Loma Homes, we really started it out with the idea of design and really differentiating ourselves with experiences. And we went all in with that, and it worked really, really well. I mean, there's nothing wrong with focusing on a great experience for your guests, and that was working. But we really wanted to know how much it was working and what impact that was having in the OTA specifically. In addition to that, you know, we often saw fluctuations when down season, and we wanted to know, is it just us not getting bookings, or is this everybody? And so we were able to build a tool that helped us benchmark against the competition and then understand where guests were falling off in the booking process so that we could troubleshoot that and ultimately get more bookings from that.
Okay, Jeff, I think we need to explain a little bit. You say an experience, but let's color this in for our listeners, and we'll make sure to link to some of the listings in the show notes. Listeners, these experiences are one of a kind. And so for Loma Homes to experience this and see that drop off and for it to be a pain point for them, I want you to know that you're not alone in this. So Jeff, can you just give some ideas on the design and experience and the investment that Loma Homes made and that return on investment that you saw, but where you were still, you know, feeling some of that pain in those off seasons, if you could color that in for all of us.
Yeah, I would assume most of your listeners probably started recently. The amount of people that have started recently has been quite high. And so you've probably seen a lot of turbulent times from COVID to non-COVID to revenge travel and all of these things. And so you've seen some big ups and you've seen some big downs, is my guess. But when we came out of the gate, we're very data-centric, obviously, and we ran the numbers, found Orlando to be a profitable place to be. This was back in 2018. And we found that customers were, or guests were going to Orlando for these theme park experiences, right? And a lot of the homes that were doing the best had like a Minions wall mural, or they had some kind of themed element to them. So we decided, you know what, we can do this. We just take it to the next level. So we hired some themed contractors to come in and make some custom carved beds. And we got fog machines to just create this. We even had like lighting effects and separate switches for different sound effects and things. And so it was really just this whole immersive experience that guests could have. And it was great. I mean, we got a lot of publicity from that, a lot of social media attention, which was the goal. And it worked. And then the pandemic we thought would kill us, and it ended up creating a surge. And then 2022 happened, and it was like, wait a minute, what just happened? So even for us, with all the design and all these things, it was like, something's happening, you know, something's different. We're not seeing the same amount of bookings that we did last year. And that's when IntelliHost was born, to figure out what, why, and how to fix it.
And if you can like share with us, I mean, this next level experiences, I'm assuming they were in the six-figure investment in, into these homes.
Yeah.
I just want to let the listeners know how dedicated.
Right. This isn't just some wallpaper and like a different light bulb.
Right.
It was.
And these experienced contractors were people that build out amusement parks and rides. Like you hired the best of the best. You made the top line investment. And I think you were seeing top line returns also. And I just want listeners to know some of that. So can you also just let us know some of, you know, the investment that you made and the returns that you were seeing, and then how it has dipped for you to create the tool that you did?
Yeah. So our Wizards home is the poster child for all of that. We bought it for, I want to say, just, and I tell you the purchase price of the home to give you an idea of how much renovation went into it.
But
we probably spent $480,000-$460,000 on the home, and then put about $250,000 in renovations into it.
That's what I wanted the listeners to get some a real idea on the investment that you made in this design.
And this wasn't like a beater home. Like this was a ready to go to rent home. So all of the $250,000 was 90% of it was all theming elements. It was custom murals. It was custom carved beds. It was all of those things. And you know, you're talking about 50% of your home price in theming elements. And so it's a risky way to go, but we went all in on the income strategy and it paid off. Our revenue, our average revenue for the last 2 years has been pretty close to, if not exceeding, $300,000 each year. So, I mean, that's the kind of return that we made on it. So it was definitely worth it.
Thank you for sharing that.
So as a self-proclaimed data geek, we're going to get into the product that you built. And yes, listeners, you can leverage it too. But before we get into that, what were the questions you had for your listings? Like what were the first things you were asking that you thought maybe were playing into low occupancy in your slow months? What does a data geek think of first?
So we knew we had a great design. We knew we were different than everyone else. But if no one can see us, then there's no chance of getting booked. So the first question was, are we getting ranked on Airbnb? And if we're getting seen, then are we getting, you know, are we converting those eyeballs? So it's about understanding how much are we appearing in search and if we're getting on the top of that search, and then knowing if we're then converting those eyeballs into bookings was my question. Because I knew, like I said, the design was good, but there's so many different things. There's so many different settings in Airbnb that I was like, what if I just have one little thing wrong? What if I just have something that's broken and we're just not getting in search? And so that was really a question for me. And then on top of that, Airbnb's always releasing these different updates and they're changing and tweaking things. And it was like, oh man, did that affect me for the good, for the bad? Those were definitely some of the questions that I had and we were able to answer with the numbers.
Great. So before you built a tool, was it just like massive spreadsheet with like, okay, let's change this picture. Maybe the Airbnb doesn't like this picture, but they like this one, or this title seems to speak to people. But because we've all heard at this time, okay, back in 2018, Annette and I would blow people's minds with change your title for the season, or like change your picture. But now I feel like that's common knowledge. So, but you're saying, great, you do those things, but how do you know what's actually pulling a lever of catapulting you to page one of Airbnb?
Right. And that was something that always bothered me. I'm sure a lot of people are Googling what works and what doesn't on Airbnb. And there's a lot of conflicting things. Like some people say like, oh yeah, totally boosts your rank if you change your listing a little bit every day, or putting emojis in your title helps, or, you know, all these different theories and myths. And a lot of them contradicted. Mm. And I thought, there's got to be some data on this. Like there's got to be some like real truth behind all of this. And the more I searched, the more there just wasn't. And so we started to run like different A/B tests on our own data. So I started to dive into Airbnb's metrics deeper and deeper and deeper. And what I found was actually quite surprising. The further I dug into Airbnb's metrics, the more I realized what they're reporting, or what I thought they were reporting, wasn't what they were actually reporting. And I had to actually create some technology that would collect the data that's in Airbnb in the raw number format, and then manipulate it in Excel and using other tools to turn it into what I needed, which was, what impact are my changes having on my listing? And from the data that's there, you can't actually tell those things because of the way they formatted it. And that's when we realized we had something special that we had built.
Can I ask, if I'm sure this is just going to be an estimate, how much time did you spend investigating this, researching, and coming up with these facts with the data that you need? Can you give us an estimate of how much time you've put into that?
I mean, I was running a vacation rental business at the same time, so I can't say it was full time, but it took us a good year to figure out how to collect this data, how to understand all of the nuances that Airbnb introduces to this data, and how to use that and work around that to be helpful. Because you just assume that a company like Airbnb is super consistent and reliable and just trustworthy and all of the data. But the more we collected it, the more we realized there's just some weird things happening in the numbers that we had to account for and calculate for, and really make sure that the numbers were clean so that we could make decisions out of that data. So to answer your question, I mean, it took a good year, let's say part-time, 20 hours a week. Okay. Took a long time.
I know listeners are probably like, I'm toiling on my listing. I just want to give an idea of the labor of love, yeah, like the labor of like time that you've put into to researching it.
So, yeah, lots.
At what point, Jeff, then did you decide, okay, we've done enough research and we want this to not only help us, but we think this is a solution that doesn't exist yet. And we'll get into, you know, the tough question of, oh, but doesn't it? So when was IntelliHost, which is the name of your product, when was it born? And at what point did you think it now's the time to share this with other people in exchange for subscriptions to tap into this product?
I would say it was born internally about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And at that point, it was never intended to be a product that we would release to everybody. Like you mentioned, it was just an internal thing because we needed to make better decisions. And so we built it, and it took a few months to, well, 5 to 6 months to even get it to a state where we could use it ourselves. And then it was tweaking for another 6 months. But the aha moment, like that moment where I was like, oh my gosh, this is like a game changer, was when we released a new property in Panama City Beach. And it was new out of the gate. And I don't know if, and I'm sure no one else has had this problem, but one of your first three reviews comes out as a 1-star. Oof. And it's like, you know, you get this.
Who was that guest? Can we find them?
You get a tragic guest and you're just like, you know, because they were trying to look for refunds and you didn't give them one. And they're like, well, retaliatory. And luckily, so what happened is, it was like our second or third review. They gave us a 1-star. But luckily, the review had violated all of Airbnb's like terms and conditions. And so we ended up getting it removed. But what was awesome about that experience was we were tracking the numbers and the data and watching like our first page impression rate, meaning like our rank. And that review came out and our rank went from like 50, 60% down to like 12. It was like, bam. And we were just like freaking out. And then the review got removed and it went right back up to where it was. And we were like,
wow.
Hold on a minute. That was interesting. Not only did we know, we verified that Airbnb does reward or penalize based on overall review score, but how much did that affect us? And, you know, what would have been the consequence of that? So that was just like a huge aha moment. And we realized like, this is the tip of the iceberg. We could test all kinds of things and figure out what's working and how to help people earn more revenue.
All right. How can we help listeners? You know, whether or not they choose to utilize your tool, Jeff, what should they be looking at? And can you talk us through the actual Airbnb funnel? Can you talk about, you know, the beginning of them of a guest seeing your booking to actually booking?
Yeah, I think it's one of the things that people just don't think. Everyone's used to talking about performing in the OTAs as rank. They're like, just rank higher, right? Rank is definitely part of the equation, and I'm not trying to, you know, change your mindset there, but there's a bigger picture. And what's happening on the OTAs and on Airbnb is guests are taking 4 steps
okay.
before they can find and book your property. And at each step, there's an opportunity to lose guests.
Mm.
So every time they take a step, they may choose, you may be in their funnel or their list of properties that they're considering, or you may fall out. And understanding your funnel is about understanding where you're losing the most guests and trying to keep as many as possible. So that's what funnel optimization is all about, is what are those four steps and how can I make sure that every time a guest goes to the next step, that I'm not falling out of their criteria, okay? So the first step, and I'm happy to go into them if you'd
yes,
like.
Yes, please. We want these four steps.
Where are we? And listeners, we're using the term funnel, which is like a very broad marketing funnel, listeners, but it's just like what it sounds like. You use a funnel in your kitchen or when you're doing an oil change, you start with so many people at the top and it's getting that last person down to the bottom. So it's like all the eyes on your property all the way down to booking. So that's what we're talking about, the marketing funnel here. So yep, let's get these four steps. Let's do it.
Yeah. And the perfect funnel is shaped wide at the top and wide at the bottom. And that doesn't sound like a very good funnel if you're using it for cooking.
Right.
But
no.
For marketing, that's the perfect kind of funnel you want. You want lots of people coming in the top and then they just flow right through to the bottom. Mm-hmm. And so the first step is impressions. And an impression is every time that you appear in search. So Airbnb has 15 pages, usually in most areas, they have 15 pages of search that people can click through. So every time somebody goes on Airbnb.com and they search, there's like three big filters, right? You can search a location, you can search the guest count, and you can search the date range. And when they hit go, everyone that just appeared in that next screen just got an impression. Not everyone in that location got an impression because they're only showing the top 15 pages. So if you didn't get in the top 15 pages, you're not getting an impression. But that step one is just getting in that first result set. And the way you do that is by just getting in as many filters as possible. Those three that I just mentioned are the big three: guest count, making sure you have as many guests as possible, making sure your dates are available, and then being in the right location. And so that's really the game for your top of your funnel. We call it top of funnel, is just showing up in that filter in the first place. And that's something you can control, right? It's something that if you add the right amenities, for example, if somebody filters by amenities, they're going to get a different result set and you want to appear in those filters. And what most people do is they go straight to Airbnb. And actually, Airbnb's even said that 90% of their traffic comes from direct traffic. And what that means is people are going up to their URL and they're starting to type Airbnb and it autofills and then they hit enter. That's how 90% of their traffic comes through. They're not Googling Treehouse, Airbnb in Chattanooga. That's just not how people are searching. They're going straight to Airbnb before they even start their search. And that's important because if you're trying to use like keywords, for example, to optimize your listing, that helps you in Google search, but that's really not how people are even booking anyways. So it's really important to focus on those filters to appear in results. And so people will filter, they'll see this massive result set, and then they start to get more specific. They're like, yeah, well, maybe they shrink their price range, or maybe they filter by pool or hot tub or those kinds of things. And that's what's going to get you more impressions. So that's step one, is just showing up in filters in the first place.
All right. Okay. Step one. What's next?
Okay. Step two is getting on page one of whatever filters they're using. And that is all dependent upon Airbnb's algorithm. So Airbnb is using a number of factors to determine who is most relevant. And that's the key for any search algorithm, is determining relevancy. And what that means is they want to make sure that they're serving up the properties that you're most likely to book when you search, because they're trying to provide the best experience possible. And so determining relevancy, Airbnb has a lot of internal metrics that they can use. Two of those metrics are click rate and book rate. So meaning, what percentage of the time after seeing your property did people actually click on it? That's click rate. Another metric is book rate, or after clicking on it, what percentage of the time did they actually check out and book? That tells Airbnb, this property people like. If they're not clicking on it and they're not booking it, that tells Airbnb, oh, we probably shouldn't surface this one on top of page because it's not relevant, right?
Yes.
And that's how they determine that. People are always making assumptions on what Airbnb cares about and what they don't. Like, oh, if I have a picture with more contrast, or, you know, they just make up all kinds of crazy things. And I don't think Airbnb really cares about a lot of that when they have metrics like click rate and book rate. The other reason we believe they use these two metrics so heavily is because we just ran a big analysis on new properties. And when you first launch a property, we're not talking about like deactivating and reactivating, I'm talking about like a brand new listing. When you first launch a brand new listing, your search rank goes up. The first 4 days, it just climbs like crazy. And then after about day four, it peaks. And then it starts to kind of decline over 7 to 14 days. And it finally kind of peters off at 30 days. And so we call it the grace period, where you get this big boost and then it starts to level off. Now, why would Airbnb do that? They're doing that because they want to test your property for those two metrics. They want to see how well you're getting clicked and they want to see how well you're getting booked. And if during that grace period, you get both of those things really well, then you just pegged yourself in their algorithm at a good level and they're probably going to keep you that way. And then it probably won't be permanent, right? They're going to continue to adjust that over time. But it's important to think about how well you're getting clicked and booked. And those two things, those two metrics I just mentioned, are actually step 3 and 4 of the funnel, clicks and bookings.
I want to stop for a second about this brand new listing. So if listeners are listening and they just launched and they're getting no bookings, should they be alarmed? Like, is that time frame mission critical, if you will?
I would argue that it is. I would argue that those first 14 days are completely mission critical. If you don't get any bookings in that 14 days, it's a problem.
It's a big problem too, because you can't. So this is where I'm going to brush off my shoulders, because listeners, if you've been listening long enough, I think I've painted myself as the perfectionist that I am. And sometimes, right, B minus work, just get it up. Just get it listed. Like, just do the thing. But just know how heavily weighted it is when you introduce your listing to the Airbnb world. Because if you don't hit it out of the park when you first list it, I mean, that's what you're saying, right, Jeff, is that it might be hard for you to
make a comeback.
Yeah. And some people, when they hear me say that, they're like, oh, well, I'll just relist my property every 2 weeks. I don't recommend that either.
Cringy. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't recommend trying to game the system or trying to rig the system. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that would be against Airbnb's policy, and I would imagine they could shut down your account if you were doing that. I'm sure a lot of listeners were like, really? You get a boost if you're, and so they're trying to think through it. I know I would have. So be careful make sure you're following the policies there. Yeah.
Hey there, fellow hosts. Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Manoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings, and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Manoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design savvy host juggling multiple properties, Manoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Manoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Manoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to ManoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Manoan. Okay, I have more questions, but you might answer them when we get to 3 and 4.
Yeah, step 3, step 4. Yeah. Let's do it.
The one thing I'll mention before we go to step 3 is step 2 is also highly, I hate this, but it's true, is highly influenced by price. It's, I don't know if it's just since Airbnb's algorithm, but the fastest way to rank is just with price. It stinks because nobody wants to just lower their price.
Yeah, what do you mean by price? But, like the lowest price when it's the guest count. And I mean,
they've said best quality, lowest price is going to win, which sucks because it feels like this race to the bottom, but...
It does. Yeah. It does. But the game, we have to remember that the goal is revenue, right? So lowering your price might increase your revenue if the amount of eyeballs mm-hmm. you're getting is exceeds the amount of discount that you're providing, right? I'll give you a case in point. We had a property in Destin, and Destin is an extremely competitive market. And we were priced just barely too high. And it wasn't that we were priced too high. It's like that the competition kind of entered the market and it saturated and the prices started to drop and we didn't go with it. And because we weren't competitive, our first page impression rank was just dropping, 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 dropping. So when we finally looked at it, we're like, wait, what's going on here? We dropped our price by 15%. And we saw an increase in first page impressions by about 5 times. So just that tiny tweak in a really competitive market was able to just shoot us up in rank. And then we were fine on our bookings. And so our revenue was 3 or 4 times because of that slight change in rate.
Can you let us know the 15% though per night? What was that? If you could give us some tangible numbers there for our listeners.
I think we were at like average, we were at like 350, 400 a night. And then we dropped it 15% from that. And I don't want any of your listeners thinking, oh, 15% will 5X my bookings. It totally depends on your area
right, and what
the competition is doing. But yeah.
We're going to help them with that. So, all right. Yep.
So those are the big three things I would think about when it comes to ranking is click rate, book rate, and price. And then step three is all about clicks. So once you actually get seen, whether you're on page one, page two, page three, whatever, there's only like 7 or 8 things that people can see on each property that will determine whether they click or not. So what's nice is if you're having a click rate problem, if you're not getting clicks after getting eyeballs, there's only a few levers you could potentially pull. And the main one is cover image. I'd say 7 times out of 10, we see a click rate problem. It's usually because the cover image is just not compelling. And because that's the biggest part of the real estate that you have on that first page is your cover image. The other things that people can see are whether you're a super host or not, how many reviews you have, the quality of those reviews, what type of home you are, like an apartment, home, townhouse, that kind of thing. Your title, which they've made super tiny, so it probably doesn't even matter anymore. And then your price. So those are the main things. But usually if you're appearing on first page, it's because your price is probably in line anyway. So those are kind of the main things that you can think about when troubleshooting your click rate.
So compelling cover image. And you've seen that help tremendously.
Yeah, absolutely. And to put a kind of a plug out there, we have been seeing a lot of people use split screen cover images, and in our experience, they don't work. I don't know who's putting them out there, but I keep seeing the same split screen cover image. Sometimes it's like this diamond shape. It doesn't like...
Can you explain what that is?
There's too much going on.
So in one image, it's like 5 different images, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they'll put like some sort of text in the middle or something like that, and then they'll put like 4 different images in it. And the problem with that is people are scrolling through these properties really quickly. And all these little pictures are less compelling than one awesome picture because it doesn't make people, all those little pictures don't make people stop. They just see busy and they keep going. And so if you're doing like a split screen image, it's not all the time because like in Destin, for example, we still do one split screen. It's just unique in that area because it has this huge resort pool. And so we have this big resort pool and like 1 or 2 images of the interior on the cover image. So you have to take into account what's best for your area. But most of the time, split screen images are not super effective.
Can you say on the flip side that there is a specific room that in the cover image does best? Is it the kitchen? Is it the living room? Oh, you said yes quick. What is it? Give us the tea.
For us, it was the gathering space. But we also have large properties.
We have
properties from 5-bedroom to 9-bedroom. That's our market.
And we've gotten zero invitations, Sarah. I don't know where that puts us. 5 beds, 9 beds, 0 invites from Loma Homes. But no one's counting. No one's counting.
We're gonna maybe put that
resort
tick on.
I hear resort style pools, Florida, Wizard's Way, 5 bedrooms, 9 bedrooms.
And that will put
Did
you
I say
on blast.
Zero invites to thanks for visiting.
Well,
all right, so
that.
The gathering space for your properties has been...
Now, is that the kitchen island or is that the dining room table or is that like the living room with the TV and the sofas?
living room, TV, sofa. Mm-hmm. Generally, those areas are also really well, like the best lit areas we've seen. And so I don't know if it's the lighting or what, but we found that for larger properties, people want to see, is this what kind of experience from an entertainment perspective? Because larger properties is almost never one family. It's like 2-3 families. And they want to make sure that that space is going to accommodate them, because that's where they're going to spend most of their time,
right?
Is socializing in that space. So they really want to make sure that that space is what they need. So if you're at if you're using a big property, definitely have like that great area. Now for couples, I mean, if you're doing small properties, especially if they're looking for long-term stays, might be your amenities. Like just get a good pool in there, or like the desk, the office space, or mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of cover image works for smaller properties yet, but generally a safe bet is just that gathering area if it's a really good gathering space.
Thanks for that hot tip. We like that.
We had some really cool bedrooms in some of our beach properties. So we were highlighting those bedrooms because they were just beautiful. And we had like a 9-10% click rate. And then we tested some gathering space ones and we jumped to like 12-13% click rate. So it's not like, it's not going to just change the game for you, but it's a significant increase.
All right. So step 4, what's next? Drum roll on this one, right?
So once they've clicked on your listing, now they need to check out. And the thing that's going to determine whether they check out or not is that detail page screen. It's got your 5 images across the top. It's got some summary info. It's got your description. All of that is what's going to determine whether they book or not. And so one of the things that we've been seeing a lot recently, the fastest way to kill your conversion rate or your click-to-book rate.
And kill is a positive. You're using this in a positive way right now, right?
I'm actually using this in a negative way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were going to see that. Because, I had to clarify, because I thought you were saying, like, kill it. You're going to crush it. But you're saying this is terrible.
Well, so think of it this way. Your top of funnel, you're trying to just... The goal is to increase it as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Your bottom of funnel is just trying to keep it. You're just trying to not lose people, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. Top of funnel is like, just bring in as many people as possible. And then the goal of step 3 and 4 is like, just don't lose them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So step 4 is like, okay, we've got them interested. They've clicked on this property. It's like most of the way there. Now we just got to get them to take that final step. And the fastest way to make them just bounce and leave you is additional guest fees. A lot of people.
All right, everybody. Remove your additional guest fees today.
Just get rid of them. We've helped 2 or 3 people just recently and quadrupled their bookings by just removing that.
Wow.
Like, it was that fast.
Nice.
They had amazing top of funnel. Like, they were just getting tons of eyeballs, tons of clicks, and then boom, they were gone. Their funnel was like super wide, and then smash right at the bottom. It was just like pinched. Nobody was booking, and I was like, something's wrong. And I started clicking through their listing, and they had $100 per guest per night over 12. They could accommodate 16. But if you're in a big property, most people are maximizing the size of the property. If you sleep 16, they're looking to stay 16.
Right.
So when
right.
you have your price up there, they're expecting that price. And then it goes up 50% when they actually select all the guests they want. They're gone. There's no way they're booking your property.
That was my question, is what are those fees? And just so our listeners can understand, like, is it like a $25 management fee, or are we talking like a per guest per night fee that really...
I'm talking about a per guest mm-hmm. per night fee, because that fee isn't showing, or at least it doesn't usually show when on the click part.
Right.
So people are clicking through and not seeing those additional guest fees. So this person, for example, up to 12 guests was charging, I don't know, like $650, $700 a night. And then if you added a guest, it went to $800. And then another guest, $900. Another guest, $1,000.
Wow. And that's exorbitant, I think. Like, that's a large increase. Yeah. Because what's that percentage of the nightly rate?
If you went all the way up to 16 guests, it was like 50% increase on nightly rate. So once we fixed that, in like 11 days, he had 9 nights of booked. Like, he just booked like crazy after that. And so we've seen that on a few other customers as well. We're like, they're smashed at the bottom. Oh, additional guest fees. And just widens the bottom of that funnel right up, and they book. So like I said, there's things you got to be looking. The name of the game for step 4 is, what's scaring people away? One thing that can scare people away is really draconian verbiage in your description. Like, absolutely no parties. Like, I will crush you. You know, like,
death will.
I've seen some really like scary descriptions is like, these rules will be followed. And if you don't follow them, like, it's just like, whoa, you know, all caps. That will scare people. They're like, this host is crazy.
What about cancellation policies? How have you seen that, you know, affecting bottom of the funnel?
I haven't seen a huge impact from cancellation policies. I would avoid the non-refundable cancellation policy. That does seem to be a little scary for some.
Okay.
But even like strict doesn't seem, at least right now, we haven't like done a full analysis. So let me just caveat with that.
Okay.
That is one of the topics we will be doing a full analysis on at some point, is like, what's the conversion rate across those different cancellation policies? Because we have enough properties now on our system that we can run that and determine that pretty conclusively. We just haven't run those numbers yet. But anecdotally, I would say that I haven't seen massive drop-offs in cancellation, in conversion rate from the cancellation policy.
Thanks. Okay, so this is exciting. We're good, right, Jeff? Like, we just change our picture, X out the fees, and my bookings are going to quadruple tomorrow, right?
We lose the terminology that's going to make them never want to ever book in the first place. So we've got all
that. Yeah, okay, we did all that, so we should be good, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's quite a few things that people can still get scared about.
I think your laugh, the tonality of your laugh basically told everybody, like, yeah, not so fast.
Well, let's get into IntelliHost and what, now that we have all those levers, we understand them, they make sense to me. What does IntelliHost do?
Listeners, don't leave. I know you're all like going to your computer right now, going to IntelliHost. We have an offer for you. Stay around. We'll have it in the show notes, but please stick around right now while he explains it. So that way we don't want you to leave and run and put your listing on IntelliHost yet. Stay with us here.
So IntelliHost basically shows you all four steps of the funnel. It benchmarks each step against your competition. So you can see your competitive funnel and your funnel just to see where you're losing the most guests and where to troubleshoot. And then we have some A/B testing tools that will automatically detect when you've made a change, and then we can quantify that for you. And then we have some custom recommendations. So we kind of analyze your property automatically, and then it goes through and shows you some things that will impact each step, so that you can, if you're not a data nerd like me, you can go through and just read the recommendations. Well, that's one thing we realized early on, is like, not everyone's a data nerd. Not everyone has been doing data analysis all their life. And so we have some really simple, easy to use tools where there's like a break this down for me button at the top where you click it and it literally just explains, hey, this is the step you're having a problem with. This is what you need to go do to fix it. So we've tried to make it just basic and simple. Follow the red in the dashboard and you'll be fine. And finally, there's one more tool within IntelliHost that helps you see your forward-looking bookings and helps you see how much traffic you're getting on future days.
Yep.
So that you can kind of surgically diagnose the gaps in your calendar and tweak your pricing so that you can make sure to get all of those days booked. So that's kind of fun too.
The reason why I like this, listeners, is because you could change that hero image, right? That cover image. You could change your verbiage to be less scary and more welcoming. But how do you know of those changes which ones actually worked in terms of conversion, right? You maybe not have to change all the things, right? Maybe it's just the photo that's having people peace out. Maybe it's just the fees are having. And so in knowing when, and also different seasons, you might need a different picture. So which one actually is going to get people to convert? Like, what is going to speak to them at that time? Which is why I like IntelliHost too, because I can see when I made that change, what that change was, and if it moved the needle at all. Right? Right, Jeff?
That's exactly right. And that's the whole goal, is really just simplify the whole optimization process and boil it down to just a few levers that you need to pull to fix the problem.
Also, Jeff, maybe someone is a data nerd. They love the idea, but they also have a full-time job, four children, they're three vacation rental homes, they run themselves and they clean on the weekends, right? So we don't have a lot of time. We know how it's important, but we also have all these other things we're doing too, especially our listeners. So what kind of time investment could you expect a user to, in order to, for them to reap the benefits of their investment with IntelliHost? What kind of time investment do you see your users having to put in?
So typically the process is you have to set up your data with IntelliHost, and that's probably something we should talk about just a little bit, but the setup is about 3 minutes. You have to invite IntelliHost to your Airbnb team, or you have to invite us as a co-host to your property. that's how we collect the raw data for you, because that's what Airbnb is giving you to analyze your property. And so once you've invited us, we start collecting your data. And then as we collect your data, we compile a history for you. So we recommend people come back in about 7 days. And after 7 days, they can see how things are going. So it's not, it doesn't take a lot of time. There's just a 2-minute setup. And then once you log in, if it were me, I would just follow the red bars and click the recommendations for the red bars and do them. There's really not a lot of time that's required to figure it out and analyze it. It's just do what it says. It shouldn't take you much time. Now, for the data nerds out there, there's a lot you can dig into, and there's a whole story you can tell with the data that's in there and the trending that's happening and all of that. So if you really love the data and you want to dig in, all the juicy details are there. But if you're like most people, most property managers that are bogged down in the operations of your business, this shouldn't take a lot of time.
All right. So you said 3 minutes to set it up, but then I heard 7 days. And I've also, we've been working with you, so we know we also shouldn't go in and change all the things at once. So let's give the listeners a really realistic time frame though, Jeff, of like, because I know right now, like we're jumping out of our chairs excited for all of our listeners. I know they think they're going to like get IntelliHost and like see a change today. Cause you know, when you're in it and the bookings aren't coming in, it's painful. So let's give a realistic time frame though. And what's the dedication time-wise to really see a result in what we're all looking for, which is bottom line revenue? Can you paint that picture and how all these changes shouldn't take place at once? And you need to let the tool, you know, get the data for you so you can make the moves.
Yeah. If in a perfect world, I would recommend somebody give it at least 10 to 14 days of history to really see some consistent numbers. Airbnb's search can be a little bit volatile, meaning the traffic that you're going to see, you might see like 20 clicks and then like 50 clicks and then 30 clicks and then 100 clicks. You could see that type of volatility. And if you're trying to make decisions on that, it's tricky. But as you give it a little more time, say 7 to 14 days, you're going to start seeing some trends happen. And that's really what we recommend. The other thing that that allows for is once you have that baseline of 7 to 14 days, then you start to make some changes. And we recommend you make one or two at a time, very few changes at a time, because then your numbers are going to start to adjust from that. Mm-hmm. And if you give it a good week afterwards, before and after the change, well, now you've got a really good scientific comparison to say, okay, this is what it looked like before, this is what it looked like after, and you can determine. Now, if you go in there and you're like, I'm going to make 20 changes, I'm going to make all the changes that IntelliHost recommends today, you're not going to know which change made the difference, and maybe you don't care. That's fine too. But if you're like me, you really want to know what drives the needle. And so I recommend you give it 7 to 14 days, you make a change, watch it over 7 days, make another change, and over time, you figure out what works and what doesn't. Because some of the changes you make might actually have a net negative effect.
Mm-hmm. Good
but
point.
When you mix it all together with all the other changes, you can't tell that one had a negative effect. So to really optimize well, I recommend one at a time.
It takes time, but it's worth it.
Yeah,
I know there's listeners out there. I have Rank Breeze. I have Price Labs. I have all the tools. I have all the tech stack. Do I have money for another tool? What's the difference? Like if they're sitting there and they've attached all the...
That was my question, Jeff.
Yeah. So this is the stage, the final stage to really sell everyone on like why, because everyone's installed all these tools and maybe they're using them. Maybe they're not. What is the why? You've got our ears right now. How and why are you different?
So we are not a pricing algorithm. We are a listing site optimization tool. So we're going to tell you what works and what doesn't on Airbnb. And we're using source data to do that. We're the only platform in the whole world that uses that Airbnb source to tell you what's actually working and what's not. And we're the only company that has collected enough of those sources to statistically determine what works and to actually give you truth, what the data is saying is working and not just a theory or a myth that you're reading online. So the other thing is it's a 30-day free trial. So there's really nothing to lose.
Wait, did you just blow our offer for everybody, Jeff?
No.
We have a better offer, right?
It's a 30-day free trial. And then when you subscribe, we have an offer for your listeners that they can use on in the show notes.
All right. There we go. You brought it home. Two things that you said, though, that I want to make sure our listeners are clear on. This will not work on Vrbo, correct?
That's true.
Airbnb only. All right. That's number one. Listeners, do not take our advice if you just list on Vrbo. The second thing, Jeff, can you circle back really quick? Because we know this has been a friction for some people. You have got to have access to make IntelliHost a co-host or add them to the team, correct? Or it will not work?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. We do need access to your account. So you've got two options to do that. You can either invite us to your team, which is ideal, because if you invite us to your team, you only have to do it once and we can see all the properties, you're mm-hmm. good to go. If you are a co-host on someone else's property, you're going to find that you can't add us as a team because Airbnb has this crazy policy that you can't be a co-host and a team member and all these weird things.
Okay.
So you just have to add IntelliHost as a co-host to each property individually, and then we can still collect the same data for you.
I want to make that clear in case they run into
right.
that.
And so listeners, if you're a co-host out there, all I had to do was tell my owners, like, hey, owner, I have this great technology that I'm going to now be able to tell us with data how we can increase our bookings. Are you cool if I attach it? And they're like, yes, please. Yesterday. It sounds great. Mm-hmm. So it was like, yeah. It wasn't hard for us to pitch our owners on, because again, if you're a co-host on a property, then you're not the primary listing person on that. You have to go through the actual where the listing originated. And so you have to have that partnership with your owners, but why not? I mean, you're trying to improve business for everyone involved.
I was going to add to that. The nice thing about that as well is Airbnb's just released different permissions for co-hosts. And all we need is calendar permissions, the lowest level of permissions to see the data. So if they're worried about like, well, who is this and what can they do? It's like, our access is so limited anyways that the risk is pretty low.
Oh, I love that. I didn't know that.
So listeners, why the heck are you still listening to the
Now you can
check
turn
the
us
show
off.
Notes. We have an amazing offer that Jeff has extended us for our listeners. But I want our listeners to know too, we've been working with Jeff for months, you know, learning about his product before we even brought him here on the show. But as you can tell, he has a teacher's heart and a vacation rent manager's mind. And when you combine those two with the data nerd, it is absolute magic.
We also brought Jeff into our membership first. We wanted to give him a smaller group of hosts to see like, okay, Jeff, you've impressed us, but you know what matters is our community. And so he came into HBMM, which is our membership, and they loved it. And once we saw their reaction to Jeff's education and product, and we've been talking about it in our private group as well, and whether or not now, like weeks later, people are still seeing positive results and it's still two enthusiastic thumbs up. So listeners, for what that's worth.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, for what that's worth, it's not just Annette and I thinking this is cool. We've actually brought it to really hard to, because these, our members are no joke. Like they are not messing around. They don't have time to like, they treat their hosting as a business.
So if you're not in our membership, what the heck? Check the show notes for that.
Yeah,
too.
we bring you new products
before the show. Mm-hmm. That way our members have been in there increasing their bookings already. So Jeff, anything last that you want to let our listeners know at all?
No, I think we covered it. I just really appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners. And if they have any questions, I think it's worth mentioning, we just started releasing a lot of educational videos. So if you just want the free analysis that we're running on all of these numbers, like cancellation policies and things, you can follow us on YouTube and Instagram. You're going to start seeing those videos come out pretty frequently. We've just done a couple. I think one was on that cancellation, or on the additional guest fees that I just mentioned, and the impact of new listings. We just released the analysis on that. So if you just want to know, like, what does the data say on what works, you can just follow us and get free education.
Love that. Amazing. Well, Jeff, thank you so much. With that, check the show notes for all the juicy links to improve your bookings today. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.